93.3.
Now, back to Roger and JP on 102.5.
Roger JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. So the pineapple thing is so common. The whole upside down pineapple thing, straight up pineapple thing.
Remember when we learned about that here?
Yes.
I feel like it just happened a couple, you know, it was so little time ago. But
a couple, 3 years ago, I feel
yeah,
like.
Yeah, at least.
I mean, it must be, right? At least. Now it's become so mainstream that it's on, you know, my buddy went on a Disney cruise with his daughter, and people had pineapple stickers on their doors on a Disney cruise, like right side up. And apparently that means you're single, like a single parent. And I guess if you flip it over, I guess you're wacky. But
is that what that is?
Uh-huh. That's what it's gotten to where now.
So on the Disney cruise, that just means you're a single parent?
Willing to you know, meet people or whatever it is.
Right.
He was like, you wouldn't believe how many. He sent a picture of one. He's like, you wouldn't believe how many doors have pineapple stickers on them. He goes, people are purposely bringing them and putting them on their door.
On Disney cruise.
On a Disney cruise. Exactly.
Yikes.
So
that's one of those things where it's like, let's just take off the facade of, oh, you're so perfect and everything's always good and right. And then we all know you're down and dirty behind the scenes. So let's just call it what it is.
That's
right. But unless you're...
What are you doing with your kids on that?
Right.
On the Disney cruise? Like, how do you get rid of them?
Right. Right. Oh, here's $100, go to the arcade.
Some parents don't care.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just the thing everybody knows now. You know, now there's a new thing happening in Australia, and I don't know if it's coming here, but in Australia, the thing that they're doing now is like they used to do with the pineapple in the grocery cart. Now, the thing in Australia is to walk around with a bunch of bananas in your grocery cart, but they have to be facing curve up instead of face over, right? So they have to be curved up.
Okay, but somebody can't, listen, you can't accidentally put a pineapple upside down in your cart. That's impossible.
Right.
Right? Because you have to wedge that against something else so everybody can see it's upside down. But you can make that mistake easy.
You think so?
Putting the bananas with the curve side up?
No. Right. Oh, no, that's the way everybody puts it. I'm saying, oh,
that's
see
what I'm
saying.
That can be easily mistaken.
True. Misinterpreted, maybe.
The pineapple upside down, you got to try to do that.
Yeah. So they're still about the upside down pineapple on the other side of the world there in Australia, but they're also about when you buy bananas. You keep them facing up, and so that means you are open. But so then you have to know, flip them completely over, so then people know you're not down. You're just not open to anything.
How does that even take off?
I don't know.
Is that a hashtag thing?
Right now, there's a girl on TikTok who's doing it and trying it because she's heard from several people now that that's the thing. So she's trying it. Because so far, nobody's approached me.
Hashtag banana banging.
And she's not. And she's a good looking girl. But she said that she has a coworker who mentioned it to her, and then another coworker said, "Oh yeah, definitely heard that you got to have the bananas facing up."
Do you think they're just trying to make it? Well, no, because I was gonna say you think they're just trying to make it look like an idiot, but nobody would look like an idiot for having bananas just in their car.
Right, that's the norm.
What happens? Does it have to be? Because it's just me, so I usually get one banana, maybe two sometimes if I'm feeling crazy. So, like, if it's just one, does that mean something too?
She only let me guess why.
That's, other than at 7-Eleven or Race, what you buy a single banana in the supermarket?
Yeah, 69 cents a pound. I'll take one.
Because that gives you a banana for 3 days. You eat a third of it each day.
It's what half of one 2 days breakfast with like a bagel or something. Half of one and half of one. Yeah. And if I get like two or three, what am I going to do with all those? I've done that before, and that's what I've learned. And I just make banana bread or something. But like, let's just not even go there. But does it mean something else if it's just one? Or maybe two.
I don't know.
I wonder if it has to be. I mean, I'll keep it right side up.
I feel like they picked the wrong fruit.
I know. It seems like too much room for error, too much room for misunderstanding. Pineapple upside down is way more clear what's going on. It's an odd thing.
Or hook it, or not just banana, like one banana and two plums strategically placed.
Right.
You know what I mean? Let's get to it. Let's say what we're saying here.
Or maybe like a half a watermelon, you know? Because even if you buy a whole, you put it in the top part.
Oh,
it's in a shopping cart, right? Mm. So you just put it. If you have a half a watermelon, right, that can mean something. And the people who want to get freaky will go buy the half a watermelon. It's easy to just buy a regular whole watermelon, either the big one or small one. It's called. They picked the wrong fruit. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying watermelon is the answer. They picked the wrong fruit.
Two things. One, is it seedless watermelon, already cut up watermelon, or do we have a bunch of different options with watermelon? But also, I just realized rarely do I get a cart. It's usually a basket. So, like, is the same rules for the basket?
It's hard.
Sure, now you're carrying around all that
it does
weight.
Make the banana.
I just want to go food shopping. It's crazy.
I gotta think and stuff.
I don't know.
What are the rules?
Do I gotta go get a card? So I don't know.
And this is all just for swinging or three? What is
No, that's just to find someone who's single who wants to go out on a date type.
Right.
She's so tired of the dating apps. She's like, I'm trying the banana deal.
But the upside down pineapples, that's for swinging.
Yeah. Well,
unless
that's how it
started. Unless you're alone on a Disney cruise.
Now right
then
side
just
up.
Like
it's like
you're just
innocent.
Trying to get anything you can get your hands on while the kids are in the pool.
Innocent looking for action. I think is what all that is.
Yeah.
Monica, if you bought kumquats, you'd get swamped by single guys.
Me? What's that now? I've never.
That's the fruit they should use.
Never.
I mean, that's something odd.
Although, right. I don't really expand myself. So I have to. I'll remember this. I will try it. I don't know if it's here in Florida as well, if it's just I don't know what part, like if it's just an Australia thing or what, but I will buy like 3 bananas. So that way there's a group of them, you know, and then I'll make sure they're up and I'll get a cart and put it in the top of the cart, right? And where the kid would
sit.
Sure,
so they're visible.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, where the kid would sit, right.
I'm literally going grocery shopping tonight. So that's I'm just going to try it and let's see what happens.
And if you put that with a right set up innocent looking pineapple, I wonder if that really gets people's attention. No. Both. Before you know it.
I have some breaking Twitter news.
You'd be surrounded.
That might upset you a little bit, Raj.
Uh-oh. Breaking Twitter?
Breaking Twitter news.
All right.
Apparently somebody's a little bit late to the party.
I'm ready.
At my fellow 40 short. She's responding to the shed jam.
Oh, that was a couple weeks ago.
She said, oh, wow, guess I didn't get the joke when you were discussing this on the show. Absolute dog ass.
Whoa.
Hold on. This gets worse. For a guy with a great radio voice, your singing is atrocious. It gets better.
Yeah, keep going.
Makes me wonder if the poker playing is all just talk.
Oh, no.
Wow.
No, she went for the poker,
what
too.
The hell?
Monica, you can no longer complain.
The poker stuff is definitely totally online and totally, verifiable.
Right.
And so is the singing, because you can listen.
If you talked about me that way, you'd have a mouthful of my fist.
Yeah, you lady on Twitter.
Why is she so
That's
angry?
It. We're in a fight.
Why'd she have to go for the poker part? That had nothing to do with anything.
If it makes you feel any better, zero followers.
Oh, see?
Oh, shocker.
So. Monica, did you open a new account? Is that what just went on?
Something, yep.
Is there an egghead shape on there? No face?
They may have just joined Twitter for that.
Oh, that's unbelievable. They were angry.
Yeah. Sorry,
bitch,
Roger.
You know who I am.
Right.
We didn't say the shed party was going to be good. It was 8 hours of practice, and it was a challenge, and there it is. And it's out there, and it takes balls to put it out there. We put it out there.
It is
what it is.
It does.
What are you going to do?
It does.
I didn't say it was going to be professional Jimmy Buffett.
I mean, absolute dog crap. That's harsh.
Horrible. And then she's questioning your whole poker ability. That's just
hilarious.
None of that's right.
That's ridiculous.
Right. I know him. That cuts the deepest.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything else was just.
This I worked on for 8 hours. Poker I worked on for 25 years.
Correct.
Please. Bitch, please.
Right.
No, please. Yeah.
Are you effing serious?
Come on, Dizzy. Come on, fam. What do you think? Was that good? Canadian fam, was that good, bitch, please?
Roger Luce going to smack a bitch.
Want to make sure it was good use of it. All right, that's good. Whatever. It's fine. I can handle it.
Dog crap, atrocious.
Dog crap is what a horrible word.
Why do you keep repeating it?
Dog crap is just
horrible.
You want to be honest? Why you keep look what he's doing to Brett? He almost choked.
Why are people
just
so
horrible.
Mean?
I wonder if it's Ann Kelly. Would she make
smart.
A Twitter like
that's
that?
Great.
Because you know maybe on her inside she has all those. She's very nice and a Hall of Famer on the outside, but maybe the inside.
She wouldn't aim that at you. She would aim that at me because I'm the
maybe,
one. Who
yeah, but maybe she would because on the inside she has like dog crap words and things like that for
she
people like me.
Says to me every day, "Tell the boys I said hi. Love the show."
I know that's on the outside. But this is her. You know how people are on social; they get much more mean.
She took a shot.
Well, I still love you, Ann, even though you called my singing dog crap.
Ouchie.
It's not Ann Kelly.
No, I mean, I can't be, right?
No.
Well, sorry, bro.
Money says it's a bot.
The upside is she didn't say atrocious dog crap.
Yeah, she said it was atrocious and it was dog crap.
She kept it separate, yeah. So it's a little bit...
Would have been worse if it was compounded like that. All right, I'll take that as a positive.
If it makes you feel any better.
No.
It's only got one like.
She liked her own post.
Like it. If it
nobody
stays,
knows
it. It stays straight from, it was JP who liked it.
I'm sorry. Make it two.
That sounds about right.
Wait a minute. Yeah. All right, you ready for a top 10 list?
Sundown, you better take care.
Yes.
F you, lady.
Yes.
Shut the
I mean, I'm assuming it's a woman. The picture
friend of the
is
devil
like
is a friend of mine.
With a woman in front of him.
I hope she's listening.
What was the hoodie song? Singing. What was the hoodie What's song? That? What's the hoodie song you sang?
Hold my hand. I want you to hold my hand.
Good job.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you're missing.
Good God. For some reason, we don't have video of that one. I thought it was really good. Apparently, the people taking video did not. Because there isn't any.
There was a little tiny bit at the end. It was very last part of it.
Oh, okay.
JP actually did like it. I thought he was joking.
I know.
JP people like the meme stuff.
Watched him.
I see that. I see you, JP.
He
you
smiled
like
with glee as he said,
hold on
oh,
a
wait,
second.
Two likes.
Oh,
hold on a second. At the risk of starting another...
not at 137.
Kerfuffle. You... take shots at me when people make negative comments at me on the
you
Twitter.
Show me.
You're talking to me? Oh, you're talking
you
to Monica.
Show me proof, because I always stand up for you guys in person. And on
hold on. Hold on. I'm not saying you've liked comments or knowing something that caused a rift between you and I, and they come in and they take your side and you like it, and I leave those things alone. I do.
Oh, that's right.
I ignore the bad stuff, but when it's something that I'm like, I felt strongly about, then I mm-hmm. will like, yes, I have liked it. That is true. But out of 10 times, 90% of the time, I ignore him completely. You like the, and that's an opinion. That's like a back and forth. You, the ones that say mean stuff about me, like it has nothing to do with you and I arguing or whatever. Uh-oh. You like those. And
find it.
Really?
I will.
Find it.
I will.
I hate when the family argues.
I absolutely will. And
well,
then
Dizzy,
when
you
screenshot
you'll know.
It and send it, then will there be an apology? Or will it just stop entirely?
Diz, you'll be happy to know that I never like anything negative about anybody on this show.
I believe that.
I'm a good person.
You want me to take it?
I've never seen
so,
it.
Are you want
ever,
me to,
ever would I.
You know what? I'm going to.
Like, if there's something that's like, say it's on the Shed Jam and somebody makes a comment about, why isn't JP there? I'll never like that.
I will say this. I just.
I bet Monica can't sing. You know, whatever.
I just unliked it, but now there's three.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm one of them.
Yeah,
I'm one
of them. Yeah, I joined in.
All right.
You come spy Turner.
I was going to comment on it.
So then you would take mine. I took mine away. You added one. Somebody else added one too, Monica. How do you find out who did it?
Just look at it.
You click on likes to look at it.
Why is this a guessing game?
Oh, my goodness.
Also, I wasn't included on it because I don't see anything like that.
You are.
Yeah, Bill's mm-hmm. fan, Monica. You're right
It's
there.
A comment on the Shed Jam video on the Roger and JP
okay.
X page.
I cannot get the list of people who liked it.
It's
is
so
it maybe because it's not people I'm following?
I literally see one like, and it is Dan
I
the
see
Man.
Four.
Oh.
There's three in front of me.
Mine's just not caught up yet,
who's
but mine
Dan
says
the Man?
Elon Musk, you better get your game tightened up. So how would
oh,
I
wait,
normally
I'm sorry.
See
that
the
was
names?
A comment. I'm sorry. The three. I see three. And that is, oh, I just liked it. I accidentally.
What, now it's
read
four.
The likers.
No, I accidentally. It was an accident. It
now,
was
so everybody's
going
to say, oh, I was just trying to see who liked it already. Oh, I liked it. Oops.
Oops, I accidentally reposted it. I'm sorry.
Who are the likes, Monica, right. Besides you and JP?
Now it's four again, and it wasn't me. Oh,
I can't even figure out how to figure it. Somebody commented on it. I want to read the comment.
No,
I can't even get
alone.
That.
I don't think we're...
It says, oh, you want me to read it again?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, guess I didn't get the joke when you were discussing
no,
this.
No, that I have.
Oh.
Because I read it to you guys.
Right.
But underneath it, there's somebody left a comment, and I can't read it.
It says, let's see you do live music. It's not easy. That's Dan the Man.
Nice, Dan the Man.
And there's another one that just came in as you were reading that one.
Oh, man.
Refresh.
Why not from Dan the Man?
Hold on, let me... Why can't I read it?
This one's from Britt.
Oh,
it says,
it
this has created the best radio segment ever. Love to hear Brett laugh. Oh, there, look
ten,
at that. Oh, my God. Thank
ago.
You, Brett.
Dislike.
Oh, Roger.
How dare you. But why can't I see who the people who liked it?
I don't know, because you don't know how?
Dude, I'm just... What am I supposed to do? You told
know,
me to...
You can get a
I
list
click,
of... Yeah.
I don't... Do you see me getting a list?
I got the list.
Over there.
I got the list.
How do you do it?
Well, I did it on my phone. It's harder on the computer. I couldn't figure it out.
Oh,
on the
okay.
Computer, but I got it on the phone.
Who liked it, Diz?
Okay.
We got JP on your radio.
Right. I took mine away.
I took mine away.
I'm just reading what I
see.
I had to
read
that.
I apologize.
Right, but you see, it's not lit up. If I liked it, it would be lit
Does
up.
He
it's
continue?
Not lit up.
Who else?
I got Radio Brett.
Hi, how are you?
I deleted mine. I was
Nitrile Wizard and then some guy named Felix. So there's four.
Right. All right.
It's Felix from Zebra.
Yeah, right. Of course he disliked it. He's 71 and he sings way better than I could ever sing.
Can I make predictions of who will like it? Because I know that there's a bunch of negative hating people that are just mean to be mean on Twitter. Really? And Felix is one of them. And so like there'll be others. They'll come out of the woodwork to like it, especially since we're talking about yeah.
Oh, I see. So the trolls come out, but also the people who like everything to protect against the trolls.
You're about to go viral, baby.
Oh, no. Because of a negative comment by that.
I just went at Mr. Mike Calvin. Comments? Question mark? Reply.
Yeah, he had nothing nice to say, but that's fine. I don't care. I know it wasn't great. I understand that. I said that. 3 out of 10. I don't think that's too generous.
No, not 3.
I think I said 3.5 or something like that. I didn't give us a 4.
Let's stop beating Roger. Let's do a top 10 list. It's, you know, I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm already black and blue and bleeding.
All right.
Dog crap.
You're not dog crap. You're awesome, Roger. You did great, and I can't wait for the next one.
What bothers you more?
It's going to be so much better next one, Monica.
Atrocious. Which one cuts
deeper? Dog crap. Okay. Atrocious is a close second, though. Like as close as the Kentucky Derby was. It's like right there.
Does the fact that she didn't say crap, she actually used the S word, does that make it worse?
Worse. Mm. Absolutely. Dog S.
I bet. Mm. All right. Off of the Caitlin Clark conversation we were just having a few minutes ago, before we were rudely interrupted by this horrific human being.
Mm. Horrific post that caused so much laughter in this room, by the way.
Top 10.
Well, mostly by one person. Yeah.
Mostly by Brett.
Yeah. Hey, man, funny's funny.
You know how he would be if that was aimed at him and you and I were laughing that hard. He would not be a happy camper.
Yeah, if your sandwich review was dog crap, you'd be like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, right? They took a shot at the sandwich pros.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
But you haven't said, oh, you're implying you haven't heard it yet. I see what you're
top
doing. That's correct.
10 greatest Olympians of the last 60 years. Top 10 greatest Olympians of the last 60 years.
All right. Give me Bruce Jenner.
Not in the top 10.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
That's stupid.
Not in the top 10. You'll see.
You better show me some Simone Biles.
Number 4.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Number 4.
She's back, baby. She's going to be back this summer.
What about Mary Lou Retton?
Mary Lou Retton is number 3.
There we go.
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
800-771-1025, 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. Roger at JP1025. The Bone, Real Raw Radio, top 10 greatest Olympians of the last 60 years when we come back. We'll be right back.